In the 1970s, the book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert Persig sold millions of copies and was described as the most widely read philosophical book ever. One man who fell under the spell of that book was Mark Richardson, who ended up taking the same itinerary from Minneapolis to San Francisco on his bike, as did Persig. Richardson has now written his own book called Zen and Now, on the trail of Robert Persig and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. WMNF spoke about his book with him last month.
I first tried to read it when I was a teenager, which I guess was the late 70s or so. I found a copy of it and started reading it just because it had motorcycles in it. But I didn't get very far into it. Maybe a dozen or so pages, maybe 20 pages, and then I realized that it wasn't really about motorcycles at all. So then I tried it again 10 years later. I was studying philosophy at university, not really doing very well at it, and I thought, well, maybe this is a way to do philosophy and have motorcycles and jazz it up a bit. But that time I got halfway through the book before the semester ran out and I ran out of time. I tried to take in every word, and it's kind of a pretty dense book at times. But it was the third reading through, when I was about to turn 41, that I picked it up and I read it on vacation, lying in a hammock beside a lake. My family was enjoying themselves while I had time to read. I read this book through. When it got heavy, I skipped through and moved on to the next bit. Got all the way to the end of the book. I thought, that's a good book. And literally didn't even put it down. I turned right to page one and read it all the way through this time, took in every word. And it made a lot of difference to me, I thought, anyway. The message of Robert Persig clicked for me then.
Isn't it fascinating? I know that there are people who read books, you know, some of their favorite books, several times during their lifetime. Hopefully, I guess the older you get, the more, you know, wisdom that we have, that the more you can get out of a work such as this.
Yeah, that's probably the case. It's also the case that at this time, I was about to turn 41, as I mentioned. I had now had a wife and two small boys. It took up a lot of time from me. And it was just a good time of my life to be able to read this book. It's a book that tells of how to find the best balance for yourself between the onslaught of technology and the pleasures and beauty of culture and art. And you got to find that right balance, otherwise you can easily be overwhelmed by life. And I was looking for an answer for that overwhelming onslaught that I was feeling.
So, Mark, okay, so you read it again now, but where do you go from that there to, you know, doing your own book and your own journey here?
Sure. Well, to be honest with you, Mitch, when I first read it, I thought, well, this sounds like a good road trip. I hadn't been on a good road trip in 20 years, pretty much. I had taken off on my old motorcycle, well, it was then a new motorcycle, 19 years previously, around North America. I spent a year just traveling around being a bum. But since then, I'd got on with my life. I'd settled down somewhat, and I read this book at 41, and I thought, you know, that's a good road trip. It's on a lot of the same roads that I did before. I would love to be able to do this again. And, you know, I was thinking maybe the grass is greener on the other side of my bachelordom. I have a busy life. I have all kinds of pressures on me. It would be just so great to be able to get away and be like it was. So I thought, well, I'll do this as a road trip. And if I follow the Persig route, maybe then some of the quality that Persig talks about can rub off on me. It'll be more interesting that way.
Indeed.
I just wanted a road trip when I began it. It went from there.
Sure. We're speaking with Mark Richardson. He's the author of the new book, Zen and Now. And, of course, it's a look at his own take on revisiting Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, written by Robert Persig back in 1974. Did you try to reach out to Robert Persig?
Yes, we've corresponded a few times. He's very reclusive. He doesn't really like anything to do with anybody anymore. Not that he doesn't know and trust personally anyway. He's concerned for what he calls the status of celebrity, that since writing his book, it was published in 74, as you mentioned, he became a guru for many people who were also looking for that answer for the onslaught of technology. And to some people, even, he became almost a deity, which really was a concern for him. He didn't want this kind of celebrity at all, and he backed right away from it. But in writing this book, he read a manuscript that I wrote, and he read the final version. We probably wrote half a dozen letters back and forth, fairly brief ones, though, from him. But I've never met him, and I don't think I ever will at this point. He he just wants to be left alone. He's just past 80 years old and wants to be left alone.
Sure. Now, of course, you encountered many strangers on your journey, which you depict in your book. Were most people warm and receptive to you, or wary?
You know, absolutely everybody was warm and receptive to me. It's not just because I was retracing this trip. It's also the fact that I was out there on a motorcycle, and not an especially threatening type of motorcycle either. When you travel by a motorcycle, it's the nature of the beast that you're open and vulnerable to your environment. There's not a lot hiding there. You've got your chest in the wind, and you just throw yourself into the day and into the experience, and you don't have a shield around you like you do with a car. You're out there, and you have to be receptive to everything. There's no other choice. And so people would recognize that. People would just come up and say hello to me because I happen to be on a motorcycle. They'd never have said hello if I was in a car. And when I went to see people specifically and we just started up a conversation, well, this is also small-town America. This is the road less traveled. And people outside of the major cities are a lot more hospitable to their guests, I found.